We are. Tell you who else is growing. Joe Burns is growing because he has been at the Brisbane Heat in the Big Bash for 10 years, 10 seasons effectively in the Brisbane Heat in the Big Bash. But as we learned yesterday, he's coming to the best city in the country to be a part of the Melbourne Stars. The wrong team, but it's the right city in the country for the Big Bash. And it's great to have him on the program this morning. Joe, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the intro and can't wait to get to Melbourne.
Well, that's what all the people say, Joe. It's the greatest city on the planet, so it's going to be quite good. But why, after all these years representing the Brisbane Heat, have you decided it's time for a change?
Mate, there's a lot of reasons, but I think, honestly, when I had the offers in front of me, I was just excited to join the Stars, and I think it was exactly what I needed at this stage of my career. It's a new challenge. It's a very good team. Coming to Melbourne is a great spot to come, and yeah, I mean, everything added in together, it was just a exciting new chapter to join the Melbourne Stars.
Is there an element of coming to the Stars? I mean, Stars have been much touted for ever since the Big Bash started, and grand scheme of things, they haven't achieved much. Is there an element of trying to help an organisation like the Stars who've had so much pressure on them to perform, to actually perform?
Definitely. I think it's a new challenge. Obviously, even with the Brisbane Heat, I know it was a long time ago, we won a title, I think, BBL2. So I guess to come to Melbourne with that, you know, that agenda to try and win the first title with the club, that was a massive attraction. But also the team is so good. You know, like, there's no reason why this team shouldn't be winning the BBL every year. So if I can play a role in that and I come down and try and serve the team as best I can, I'll keep saying it. It was just really exciting to think about the opportunities.
And Joe, don't listen to half too much about the Renegades being the team to be at. We're big fans of the Stars here too. Don't you worry about that. This is a three-year deal, which is a significant commitment in terms of where you're going to be for those next three seasons. Was that part of the attraction?
No. I think I had longer-term offers from other teams. I think, look, a long-term deal is always great. It was basically a cherry on top of the cake, really. I think in the BBL, with the salary cap, so all your offers are very similar, to be fair.
Yep.
So it comes down to a lot of kind of off-field things, your ambitions, and honestly, for a short period of time as well, where which cities and which teams you'd enjoy playing for. And, you know, the boys in the Melbourne Stars are a great bunch, and Melbourne's a great city. So that was a big factor in all of it.
Well, I was going to ask you about the personnel with the Stars. Do you know many of the boys? David Hussey is the coach. Has that been a relationship that you've got prior to you coming to Melbourne?
Yeah, I think the thing with Melbourne is it's a very mature group. I've played a lot with the guys in different teams, different tours over the years. You know, guys like Stoinis, Maxwell, Coulton-Noll, they've been around kind of the same timings that I came into professional sports. So it's nice to, I guess, be on the same side as these guys for once. We used to chasing the ball over the park when they're batting or getting bounced by them when they're bowling. But also with Huss, obviously so much respect for Huss that what he's done at Victoria, and it's nice to be on his side for once. And again, like, it's just nice to pair up with different guys, and I've played against these guys for so long and have such deep respect for them. It's exciting to be on the same team with them.
Joe, what role are you going to play? Because the great thing about you is your versatility, and the Stars sort of mix it up a bit as well. So do you see yourself at the top, or do you reckon it's more that sort of middle order role that you've done really well for at the Heat, kind of surprisingly, when it first started?
Yeah, I think probably more middle order. I've said to Huss and to the guys at the Stars that I'm just there to do any role I can. I kind of look at it like the Stars have so many X-factor players that can win you a match, win you a competition. If I can just be consistent around those guys and provide them a level of comfort to do what they do, then, you know, I'm doing my job in the team. And I guess, yeah, you play different roles, but it's all with the same outcomes of trying to win cricket games.
Yeah. How are you going? Because you had such a a dramatic summer. I guess all cricketers did with COVID and whatever else, and that big summer against India. You're in the test team, you're out of the test team, you had a hell of a lot of bad luck in Shield cricket with some of your dismissals. A lot happened. Did you enjoy your break? Did you have much of a break? Take us through what it's been like the last 6 or so months.
Yeah, it was nice when the season ended, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it was nice just to have a bit of a break. Obviously, like everyone in this country, we're very limited in how far we can get away from the game or get away from home. But, look, the break's been good. Obviously, had a bit of a slump last season, but that's part and parcel of the game. You know, every player kind of goes through that. And you just get refocused and you start working hard for the next season. And honestly, I think the change, little things like coming to Melbourne for the Big Bash, it's going to be wonders for myself just to really freshen me up and, you know, a new start. And it's always nice when you start the first game of the season and everyone's made 0 runs and everyone's averaging 0 as opposed to being in the midst of a rough summer. So little things like that you're looking forward to.
So Justin Langer, George Bailey, they clearly rate you very highly as a player. They really wanted you to succeed last summer. You're going to have 6 Shield games before any Test cricket's played. Is that firmly in the front of your mind about getting that opening position back ahead of the Ashes, or are you having to go smaller with your sort of little aims and goals along the way when the cricket season starts again?
Yeah, look, I think every game you play... Look, I've never been motivated by selection. Look, you don't walk to the crease thinking, gee, I want to make 100 today to get picked for Australia. I'm trying to make as many runs as I can every time I bat. And if that's enough to get picked, then so be it. Obviously, it's a huge goal for everyone that plays professional cricket and plays first-class cricket. But I think everyone's experienced enough to know that you don't get distracted by things like that. And there is a process to it. I do know that if I'm playing my best cricket, it's good enough to play international cricket and do well, but that means I break it down into my training, just making sure that I'm playing my best cricket and everything else will look after itself.
Can I ask you, Joe, bigger picture stuff, why do we suck at T20 cricket at the national level? Lost to the Bangladesh team last night, West Indies are all over us. Why are we no good at T20 when the Big Bash is such a strong competition?
Yeah, good question. Look, I think the team at the moment, it's obviously there's a lot of guys missing, for one. But I don't know. I don't think we suck. we're just not getting the results that we should be getting because we've got such talented players. So, look, if I knew the answer to that, I'd probably be selecting teams or coaching teams. But, yeah, I think, look, the guys are very good players. And the more that we play... the more it's just going to start to click together. That's the other thing to remember, that we don't always get a chance to play a whole heap of international T20 together. So Series like this are valuable just to work some combinations. And by the time we get to the World Cup, fingers crossed, it's all worked out. And you know, we go on to become world champions.
Well, that would be a nice thing. And the balance of information there from you just takes away my stupidity. So that's excellent to have you on. We look forward to seeing the Australians do better in the series. And, of course, seeing you here in Melbourne for the Big Bash wearing the wrong colour. But we'd love to have you part of the setting down here. Good luck, Joe. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.